It's the week 10 edition of Mason's Mailbag. I am Andrew Mason, and thanks for joining me as always here on DenverBroncos.com. And thanks to all of you who sent me questions, both on the form on DenverBroncos.com at DenverBroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag and on Twitter with the hashtag AskMace. Let's get started with a question from Nick Maloney. He wants to know, what's the status on Nate Irving? Do they bring in a free agent with him and Dane Trevathan hurt, or roll with what they've got? They're going to roll with what they've got. The thing is, the Broncos are pretty confident in the depth they have. You know, guys like Steven Johnson, he's been around for 2+ seasons, been one of the best special teams players on the club. He's on the second team on the depth chart behind Nate Irving. And then behind him, Lamine Barrow, a draft pick this past year, who they have confidence in for the long term. But also, don't forget that we've got linebackers and you have situational use of the linebackers. It takes more than one guy to replace a guy like Nate Irving, who increasingly was working as a linebacker in the nickel package as well as in the base defense. So while you might see a guy like Steven Johnson in there on regular standard 4-3 alignments to help against the run, don't be surprised to see Corey Nelson check in and replace Irving in the nickel package, just as he did back in against the Jets in October, especially when Dane Trevathan went down. The Broncos wanted some speed, so Brandon Marshall worked with Corey Nelson in the nickel. Then the three games after that saw a lot more of Nate Irving, but I think for this game with Irving out, you might see Corey Nelson's playing time go back up. So it takes a village to replace a guy like Nate Irving, but the Broncos are pretty confident in their young guys and their young depth to get the job done. Our next question in the mailbag this week is from a guy who goes by the Twitter handle @CocoSmackdown, and he'd like to know about Tom Brady last week and how he used mismatches to produce offensively, and what changes will the defense make if the Broncos meet them again? Well, I think you can start with communication on the defensive side. That's something a lot of defensive players pointed to, not only in the moments following the 43-21 loss, but even on through the week, and Jack Del Rio was talking about it at his press conference on Thursday. Getting that aligned is going to be crucial, and one thing I think you might see the Broncos do both in the short term and the long term, maybe go with some, you know, maybe some one-word calls to get the defense set before the snap. Terrence Knighton was talking about this on Thursday. He told me in the locker room that they expect teams to maybe come at them with more up-tempo offenses, you know, snapping the ball with 20, 25 seconds on the play clock, doing what the Patriots do to try and catch the Broncos off guard and expose that communication and the issues they had in New England. The problem, of course, is that other teams don't have Tom Brady, don't have Rob Gronkowski to try and cause problems in that area. So I don't know if teams are going to be as successful as they were last week when the Patriots did it. And also, because the Broncos are working on it and making a point of emphasis out of it, I think they're going to get better in that regard. And if they do face the Patriots in January, I don't think you're going to see them caught off guard before the snap the way they were at times on Sunday in New England. Thanks for that question, and thanks to all of you who sent them in. And if you want to get in on next week's mailbag, you know how to do it. Use the form on DenverBroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag or tweet at me. I am Mace Denver, and you can tweet at me with the hashtag AskMace to get your question in. Thanks, and take care.